Hey everyone, I'm Phil Smith, aka Phil the Filipino. What if I were to tell you there's a place in the middle of nowhere, Utah, where you can experience cryptid sightings, paranormal activity, and UFOs? I'm about to introduce you to Skinwalker Ranch.
This is the Wait For It podcast.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Wait For It podcast and this week's episode of Wait For It Wednesday. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully you guys are all at home safe and sound with your families. And as we slowly start to, re-enter normal society, you guys continue to stay safe. And I have a really fun episode to get into with you guys here this week. And it combines a little bit of everything that I'm interested in, as you could tell by that intro. So before I get started, I want to make sure that you guys are subscribing to pretty much anywhere you listen to your podcast. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, Buzzsprout, and pretty much anywhere else you're listening to your favorite shows. You can also interact with us on social media. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Wait For It Podcast and on Twitter at Wait For It Pod. So make sure you check all that stuff out. We love interacting with you guys and getting feedback from you. So we really, really appreciate it. Also, one of the best ways you can support the podcast is heading over to Apple Podcasts / iTunes and leaving us a 5-star review. That's one of the best ways you can let us know that you enjoy what we're doing, and it also supports the podcast quite a bit. So let's jump into this week's topic, you guys. Skinwalker Ranch, which is also known as Sherman Ranch or UFO Ranch. It's located southeast of Ballard, Utah, which is roughly 3 hours away from Salt Lake City, to kind of give you guys an idea of where it's located. Now, you may be wondering, why is it named Skinwalker Ranch? Now, a skinwalker is actually a harmful type of witch who has the ability to turn into, possess, or disguise themselves as an animal. Essentially, they wear the skin of an animal that they've killed and disguise themselves as that animal in the nighttime, but they are able to appear as a normal human being during the day. And this is based on a Navajo legend. So this area that Skinwalker Ranch is actually located in, the Ute Indians have long said that the ranch is quote-unquote on the path of the Skinwalker. Now, a lot of strange things happen at Skinwalker Ranch, you guys, and I'm going to get into some details here, but I wanted to give you a little bit of an idea of the types of things that are happening at Skinwalker Ranch. It's probably most well-known for its UFO sightings, and former owners of Skinwalker Ranch have claimed that they have actually spotted UFOs and even aliens up to 7 feet tall. It's far from the only UFO-related story, though, and the ranch is even nicknamed UFO Alley by a lot of people. There are also tales of unexplained lights around the large property, which I'll get into. A data scientist at the ranch named Travis Taylor actually told Newsweek, things that can be seen during a live stream of the ranch include UFOs, strange lights in the sky appearing and vanishing, the mesa glowing and flickering, unknown creatures wandering by, and any number of crazy things you won't believe until you see. Another strange occurrence that has happened at Skinwalker Ranch are cattle mutilations, which have been part of the folklore of the surrounding area for decades. These unexplained occurrences have apparently happened in the daylight, and while it can be easy to claim that some common predator was responsible, a lot of the dissections have been found to be medically precise, which seems to eliminate the possibility of a wild animal. And speaking of wild animals, a lot of unexplained creatures have also been sighted at the ranch. A lot of people believe that these unexplained creatures could actually be the skinwalkers themselves. So let's get into where pretty much all of these things started. Now, a couple by the name of Terry and Gwen Sherman actually purchased the property in 1994, and that's when a lot of these experiences began to be cataloged. Now, the interesting thing is there is actually a family that lived at the ranch for nearly 50 years before the Shermans and never reported any experiences. It's not really known if they never had any experiences or just never told anybody. Of course, this would have been in the early to mid-1900s, so coming forward with strange experiences during that time may not have come over as well as they do even back in the 90s and early 2000s. Now, upon moving into this home, the Shermans found it strange that the previous owners had actually placed deadbolt locks on all of the doors and windows, even on the doors inside. Which is kind of strange just right off the bat. Now, were they trying to keep something out or keep something in? There were also iron stakes and heavy chains that were installed at both ends of the home. Now, the Shermans had guessed that they were most likely used to keep in large guard dogs or possibly even keep something out. Now, the Shermans actually bought this property because they owned Angus cattle, which apparently is a pretty much the most expensive form of cattle that you can own. They're, you know, of course, Angus beef. Now, skeptics do like to point out, though, why would they purchase this property due to it not being in the best area to necessarily raise this type of cattle? Now, on the other side of things, it's possible that maybe they got a really good deal on it because the house was vacant for quite some time. Now, things are actually starting to get strange right off the bat for the Shermans, as on the day that they moved in, they spotted an enormous coyote or wolf-like creature in one of their pastures. The animal actually approached them, and for some reason, you guys, they started petting this creature, this large animal, and after a few minutes, the wolf actually wandered over to the livestock pen and grabbed a calf by the nose and tried to yank it through the fence. Terry and his son actually started beating on the animal and even shot the wolf at point-blank range with pistols and eventually a hunting rifle, and there was absolutely no reaction to the wolf. Now, eventually it did let go, but it just stared at the family, appearing to be pretty much unharmed. There was no blood, no sign of injury, and eventually it just casually walked off. Now, a piece of skin and hair actually did fall off the creature, which the Shermans actually described smelling like rotting meat. A lot of people actually theorized that this was, in fact, a skinwalker, as skinwalkers, according to some legend, only feed on other animals and not necessarily humans. Now, in April 1995, while Terry was checking on the cattle one night, he saw a silent glowing object pass over some trees that were 50 feet tall. And actually, a few days later, Gwen saw another floating object in the sky, and they began to find large crop circles in their pastures. Crop circles are something that are very interesting to me, and I would love to hear feedback from you guys. Is what you think crop circles really are? Because for me personally, I don't know how they can be anything other than extraterrestrial related, because some of them are just so intricate and detailed. I find it hard to believe that somebody can just go out there in the middle of the night and put together something like that and then just leave without being noticed whatsoever. I mean, who knows? I admittedly love anything extraterrestrial, and I am a huge believer in thinking that we are not alone out there. The universe is just too large and too vast for us to believe that, but I would definitely love to hear what you guys think about it. Now, I want to proceed by detailing some of the cattle mutilation. They started to find cows on their property with holes drilled into their eyeballs with an odd chemical smell coming off of them. They would find other body parts cored out. One cow was actually cored out so deeply into the eyeball, they were actually able to stick a wire inside it to reach the brain. Now, cattle mutilations happen actually all over the world, and a lot of them are described exactly this way. The thing about the mutilations is that they are, as I mentioned before, medically precise, and some of the skin actually seemed like it had been seared off as if by some kind of instrument. And you can actually look some of these photos up on both YouTube as well as just a Google search, and you'll see that a lot of these mutilations are very, very similar. A lot of them have had the reproductive organs of the cows completely removed, tongues, eyeballs, ears, the insides, and another characteristic they all share is they've been completely drained of blood. That's why a lot of people believe that this has something to do with some kind of UFO or extraterrestrial life, because yes, predators will, of course, you know, eat pretty much the entire body of a dead carcass. However, they don't possess the ability to drain an animal completely of blood. Now, another sighting the Shermans claim to have seen is a strange hyena-like creature that was attacking one of their horses. They described it as a low-to-the-ground, heavily muscled animal weighing roughly 200 pounds with curly red hair and a bushy tail. And as Terry actually approached this animal, it vanished. However, they did find numerous claw marks on the legs of a horse. A few months later, a neighbor actually reported seeing a similar animal running across the property. Now, going back to some of the UFO sightings, the Shermans would describe seeing up to 100-foot circular openings appear in the air and spiral open. The way that I imagine this, you guys, is actually thinking about Rick and Morty and the portal gun that Rick uses. And of course, I'm sure it didn't look exactly like that, but that's the kind of image that I have in my head. Now, some people believe that those might be portals to other dimensions, and the Shermans actually witnessed crafts come out of that portal, fly around the property, and then re-enter the portal. This part of the story is very interesting to me, because between Skinwalker Ranch, Area 51, and Roswell, if you draw lines between the three of them, it does form a triangle, and a lot of people believe that this might be the UFO slash extraterrestrial Bermuda Triangle. A lot of things happen in this area, especially Utah, Colorado, areas like that. of course, New Mexico and Arizona, where there are a lot of UFO sightings. So a lot of people believe that there may be some kind of portal or interdimensional gateway in this area. The Shermans would also state that they would hear heavy machinery sounds that could be heard under the earth. Now, if this place wasn't creepy enough, they also reported different poltergeist activity where items would disappear and move around on their own. They also heard disembodied voices of a woman, which leads to a theory that there may also be spirits haunting this area as well. Hey, you guys, I hope you're enjoying this episode so far. Before I continue, I wanted to make sure I gave a specific shout out to our affiliate, Buzzsprout. Podcasting isn't that difficult when you have the right partners, and the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed. Eric and I use Buzzsprout over here at the Wait For a Podcast, and it has been absolutely amazing since we got started with them a few months ago. Buzzsprout gets your show listed in every major podcast platform. You'll get a great-looking podcast website, audio players that you can drop into other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, tools to promote your episodes, and a whole lot more. You can get started with some gear that you already have, along with a quiet space. And if you want to upgrade, Buzzsprout has tons of guides and resources to help you find the right equipment at the right price. So join us over here at the Wait For a Podcast, along with over 100,000 podcasters that are already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Following the link in the show notes lets Buzzsprout know that we sent you, and it will get you a $20 gift card if you sign up for a paid plan, and it's a terrific way to help support the show. Now, with that being said, let's get into more crazy stories about Skinwalker Ranch. Now, this next story is actually one of the more disturbing stories of Skinwalker Ranch, which happened in May 1996. Terry witnessed a blue orb darting around the field and actually urged his dogs to go after it. The dogs chased the orb into some bushes, where after that he then heard three horrific yelps from the dog, and they never came out. He actually didn't even go to find the dogs until the next morning, where they found three round lumps of goo, which he compared to greasy pools of butter, and the area around those pools were actually also scorched as if the dogs had been incinerated. It was pretty much around this time that they decided to leave the ranch. And when they did decide to leave, it seemed as if the ranch decided to leave them one more message. When they woke up on their last day at the ranch, the Shermans awoke to find their bedding covered in blood, and they each had 1/8-inch deep scoop marks on the same place on their right thumbs. So a lot of people believe that the Shermans were making up a lot of these stories, especially due to the previous owners not reporting any kind of activity. The ranch was then purchased by a Robert Bigelow from the Shermans for $200,000 in 1996, which is actually less money than they paid to acquire the property. Now, Robert Bigelow had actually been studying the paranormal for a very long time. He has actually purchased multiple ranches in this search. Robert Bigelow actually started the National Institute for Discovery Science, or NIDS, to study the anecdotal sightings of UFOs, Bigfoot-like creatures, crop circles, glowing orbs, and poltergeist activity reported by its former owners. He actually turned the ranch into a paranormal lab and also put up gates, keep-out signs, along with a 24-hour security detail, which employed a private ex-military group that guards the property very similarly to the way Area 51 is guarded. Now, back in 2012, a Pentagon program actually contracted him to research UFOs at the ranch. This secret program actually came to light back in 2017 when it was acknowledged by the government that UFOs in fact do exist and they had been researching them for years. Some of you actually may remember when those reports came out, and I know that I was very excited to see this acknowledgement from our own government that they had indeed been studying UFOs and other unidentified crafts. Now, in 2016, Bigelow actually sold the ranch for a rumored $4.5 million to a shell company called Adamantium Holdings. Now, to my fellow nerds out there, adamantium is obviously a fictional substance from the Marvel Universe, and at the time, it was actually unknown who had been behind the purchase of Skinwalker Ranch. It actually wasn't until March of this year, so not even that long ago, where a man named Brandon Fugel actually came forward and did an interview with Vice in which he discussed some of his reasonings behind the purchase. There is also now a History Channel show that started on March 31st called The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch, which features a team of scientists and experts who conduct a thorough search of the infamous 512-acre property. The interesting thing is Bigelow never shared his findings with the public, so Fugel hopes to bring some new things to light with this show and share their findings with the public. So some other interesting information about the ranch. An investigative journalist named George Knapp actually co-authored a book with a man named Cole McKelleher, in which they claimed they had seen or investigated evidence of close to 100 incidents, including vanishing and mutilated cattle, sightings of unidentified flying objects or orbs, large animals with piercing red eyes that they say were unscathed when struck by bullets, and invisible objects emitting destructive magnetic fields. There's a lot of information out there on the Skinwalker Ranch, guys, including from the new History Channel show that I'm very excited to check out. I believe you can actually stream it on History Channel's website. But there's also the Vice interview with Brandon Fugel, and he seems like he's a pretty smart and well-put-together guy. I also watched a couple of interviews from him not pertaining to Skinwalker Ranch, and he's basically a real estate investor. He seems like a normal guy, but also, just like a lot of us, has a lot of interest in things that are just unknown. So that's just kind of a quick overview of Skinwalker Ranch, you guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know I've kind of fallen off a little bit in terms of things that are paranormal, as well as extraterrestrial and even conspiracy theories. A couple of weeks ago, I did a celebrity doppelganger conspiracy theory about Avril Lavigne. So if you're interested in stuff like this, check out my episode from a few weeks ago. But I promise I'll be bringing you more of these episodes here in the future, as they usually seem to be pretty well received. So what do you think is going on at Skinwalker Ranch? Do you think it's just a big hoax, or are you interested in seeing what's going on? Now, you can't actually visit Skinwalker Ranch. As I mentioned, it does have a 24-hour security detail, as well as many other deterrents to try and keep you out. However, you can still visit this area around the ranch, as Utah is actually just a hotbed of UFO activity. So if you ever feel like checking it out, or even if you have been in these areas, definitely let me know, because I would love to hear your stories. So that's it for this week's episode of Wait For It Wednesday, you guys, and I hope you enjoyed it. Again, make sure you come back every Monday and Wednesday for brand new episodes. All you have to do is wait for it.
This is the Wait For It Podcast.